Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Now, beet and whipped goat cheese salad last night.
This is early salad.
Was it heavy with the whipped goat cheese?
Cultural change is hard.
I knew you weren't whipping goat cheese.
No, I was whipping...
No, you with what?
With a whisk.
You have a tiny whisk.
How small was it?
A tiny whisk for my tiny little hands.
Goes to tiny William Sonoma.
It's not small.
Great and tiny barrel.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Everybody be safe tonight
and
tomorrow.
Safe, guys. Be careful. Be careful.
All across the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Or streaming at WEEI.com.
And the radio.com app.
Entercom.
This is
The Greg Hill Show.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
What's going on, everybody?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
With your host.
What?
Journalism Standard, Greg Hill.
Did you give him the Greg Hill pass to fun in Boston during COVID?
And who has more fun than us?
I don't know what you're talking about, Curtis.
Capitalize on that.
I have stayed.
Ooh.
I have followed all protocols and guidelines.
Yep. Sure.
You staked your claim to that.
I have.
Oh, boy.
Don't you know the number one rule about Fight Club, Curtis?
You do not talk about Fight Club.
You spelled dinner club wrong.
Dinner club?
you know, my God.
It's called supper club.
Featuring New England's only full-time female sports talker, Danielle Murr.
Yes, it's a throat culture that goes uphill, not downhill.
Yeah.
Now you know what women go through once a year.
And then...
All right.
You're listening to WPMI.
Joined by
They Jell of Us
Wiggy.
Well, I mean, it's hard not to be recognized when you're handing people an autographed 8x10 as soon as you.
That is true.
As soon as you meet them.
I did get pulled over yesterday, and that was the first thing I got in the police officer.
Why are you handing me a picture of the snowball?
Did you see this catch before Vinatieri hit the upright?
And behind the glass, the nation's two most annoying button pushers and professional staplers, Ken and Curtis.
Ken just peed his pants because he saw who's on hold.
Who's on hold?
Uh-oh.
Mr. Matt Light.
Oh. Mustache.
Oh. When you let fear rule the roost.
Were you afraid of Dwight Freeney?
Was I afraid of Dwight Freeney?
Oh my God.
Now.
But we've got to be role models.
Right.
Oh, God.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
And losers they are.
If I get corona, I get corona.
You're going to get a COVID?
How many have got the Godova?
The virus.
Cover it.
Some of the morning show hosts who don't have a clue what they're talking about. They're not smart people.
On sports radio.
Cheers. Crushing the Bears and watching the Pats.
From your lips to God's ears.
WEEI.
This is an angry text or a friendly text to start the show this morning, Wiggy.
Okay.
How are you, by the way?
I'm good.
You're good?
Yes, I am very good.
Danielle, happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you, too, as well.
Another day above ground is a good one.
This is 774 text, and I would assume that generally if you're up at this hour and you're texting the show, then that means you made some kind of appointment or decision to listen to the program right at the get-go.
Appointment listening.
Yes.
But the text says simply, here we go. Help spread anti-intellectualism.
Ooh.
Not really a journalism standard. Not referring to Ken, obviously. It's probably Curtis and myself and maybe even you, Wiggy, who are spreading the anti-intellectualism.
Evil 311.
Listen, segment. I have a college degree, so I'm very
that's
intellectual.
Right. What was that?
Degree. I'm a college graduate.
Yeah.
Got a bachelor's.
Was it art?
Ask the text messenger if they can say that.
Was it working with clay?
Does it really matter?
No, I guess. No, I don't have one. I don't even have a high school one.
Wiggy's degree is in the blooming onion.
Listen, I got one like you do. We both went to a major university for 4 years.
Wiggy, so. I love you. You look good, bud.
I put it in a plaque right above in my man cave.
Uh-huh.
College degree.
Right. And how is
First in many generations of the Wiggins slash for retro family to do that.
And by the way, how is that helping? Because you have to work every single holiday here at the radio station.
It's not helping at all. But
it's not helping.
Greg, that's clearly a race issue. Wiggy will tell you so.
All right. Well, anyway, that's what we focus on. That's what we specialize in here, anti-intellectualism. And if you'd like to call and participate and be a part of it, you could do so on this number, 617-779-7937. Or you can text anytime over the next 4 hours on the text line, which is 37937. On the way this morning, the dumbest of the day at about 6:45, and I assume we could get to quarantine 311 at some point.
Yep, the whistling's back.
Oh, the whistling.
No.
Oh, no. Oh, boy. Just in time for the weekend.
Yep.
Yep.
Ugh.
Gotta get loud, your deals done.
Loud, obnoxious, pandemic-related whistling causing problems all over the city of Boston.
Irony in that it's a whistleblower, the 311.
Right.
All right. Well, we'll get the quarantine 311 at around 8 on today's Greg Hill Show here at WEEI.
This is The Lead.
And I quite prefer the Thin Lizzy version. However, that's not bad.
A good version. Yeah, only the doubleters. So plenty of whiskey in the jar versions.
By the way, that 774 angry texter is heading to work.
Oh, okay.
As are a lot of people.
Yes.
I noticed that the traffic has increased significantly.
Yeah, well, you know what? It has. And then for some reason, now all of a sudden they want to pick up, doing more road work and taking two lanes or three lanes.
It's the bike lanes. They got to get the bike lanes down.
Route 1, they've taken three lanes down to one lane, so there's always traffic on Route 1. So,
yeah. The mayor introduced, I know we got to get to everybody's lead, but the mayor introduced his new vision post-pandemic yesterday on Twitter for our roadways, and they're going to be focused on bike lanes, bus lanes, and walking lanes.
It's actually a big picture of the grid in Copenhagen.
I fear for Marty's safety with these decisions. You're messing with people's commute.
There's no pleasing you guys. People are going back to work, and you're bitching about how people are going back to work.
And Ken, we've always bitched about the bike lanes.
The bike lanes. Yeah.
It's a bike explosion.
No, apparently you can go back to work as long as you don't drive a car. That is the intention.
Build back better.
That's right.
Better for the economy, better for the environment.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I think that perhaps during the pandemic, some politicians have had an opportunity to rethink the way our country should be.
The new normal.
And they're putting it right into place, whether we like it or not.
Right.
All right, what's your lead, Ken?
Well, we had Matt Light on the show yesterday. The reason I picked Whiskey in the Jar, I started to think about this. A little nugget from Matt Light. He said Ninkovich is briefed, right? He believes the Ninkovich report that Hoyer is going to start week one is because Ninkovich is well connected to the Patriots.
He said more connected than he was because he's been there more recently. But I'll go with it.
But I believe it's going to happen. Belichick is going to start Hoyer, which is Exhibit A.
No.
that Belichick has Kraft's balls in the jar.
Wow.
God, is he in control of that? No. Can you imagine Kraft sweating at the prospect of Hoyer week one?
I could see Hoyer starting week one.
Yep.
I think he has, if you're asking me who, which one is more likely to start in week one, I would lean towards Brian Hoyer.
No.
Oh, my God.
Belichick is in on Stid.
He might be in on Stid, but Stid has really no offseason. Who knows what it's going to be like? I ultimately think that Hoyer is going to be able to outperform him in training camp, which will then lead to Bill saying we need to start Hoyer in week one.
You might say Belichick is Liddy on Stiddy.
He could be Liddy.
If
you were on social media, you could say that.
He could be Liddy on
Liddy for Stiddy.
Stidham selling bedazzled Brian Hoyer jerseys on his wife's Instagram page.
Now, you might be right, Ken. I don't know.
Which, by the way, you heard it here on May the 8th. Okay. I went back and pulled the tape for later.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you did? You pulled
first
it for
one
later?
To, yep, first okay. one to declare.
All right, good. All
well,
right.
We have to get this later on in the show. I had a experience on the front line of a non-mask wearer and a psycho mask wearer at a bagel shop yesterday.
Oh, wow.
But
we got action.
It dawned on me this morning that if you flipped the outcomes of this, because we all agree that there is going to be suicides, there's going to be added deaths due to the economic fallout.
There already have been.
Yes.
Yeah. If we knew of those in real time and we learned of the COVID deaths in 2 to 3 years, the public policy reaction to this would be 180 degrees from what it is right now.
Mm.
People saying that our leaders are leading because they want to protect their people are being disingenuous because they just don't want to have the numbers skyrocket now and have them perceived as being tone deaf and not reacting to the problem. Mm-hmm. When in reality, both problems exist simultaneously. We just are finding out about them at different times of this experience with COVID-19.
Mm-hmm.
So if we were hearing about every day the number of deaths related to the economic fallout and we were going to hear about the COVID-related deaths in 3 years, the economy would be running.
Right.
We would have people at work because we would say, it's a problem now. We need to fix it.
Right.
But because of the delay in the release of the information regarding the deaths that will come as a result of the economic fallout and the instant tracking of the COVID deaths, we are in the position we're in right. now.
Well, it's the way in which you see the numbers. And if the numbers are in big, bold, flashing right. red.
Mm-hmm.
What's the fear?
On the television. It's like, you know how many people die in the world a day?
Right. But it's
1.5 million people right. die in the world every single day.
Right. But the problem is this. It's simple, right? And I know Danielle always laughs when I say this, but I'm going to say it again. Mm-hmm. It's the energy that people want to bring to certain things that they feel like, uh-oh, we need to focus on this. And Curtis is 100% right. It's the energy that people are now looking at with the coronavirus because it's, you know, there are so many deaths in such a short period of time.
Yeah.
But what's ultimately going to happen, and I always have this argument with Dale, that when you're talking about drug abuse, alcohol abuse, crime, domestic violence, all the things, suicides, all the things that are going to come with, you know, all these people losing their jobs, this is going to be around for a lot longer than the coronavirus is going to be around for.
Oh, I think you make a great point, Curtis, for once. Danielle, what do you got?
People are now finally admitting that they're so desperate to have sex that they're not even asking the other person if they have the corona or if they've been tested for the corona.
Really?
It's been confirmed. The Daily Mail did a big piece on this where they spoke to a bunch of young individuals in New York City. They also pulled some stories from a couple of other sites like Jezebel. And there are a lot of like mid-20 to mid-30 somethings that are like, look, we're sick of being home.
Mm-hmm.
We really don't care anymore. We're tired of playing the what if game on dating apps. Like they're talking to people on dating apps and they're like, okay, now we've been talking for 2 months. Like we'd like to hang out. One girl named Sarah, who's 26 from New York, said that she'd been talking to a guy for a few weeks on a dating app. And finally she broke quarantine to have sex with him. She said she doesn't regret it. And she never asked him if he had possibly been exposed to the Rona. So this is how, never mind like, you know, the big picture mask wearing, all the stuff we've been debating with Dr. Boney and all that stuff and what Fauci says, this is what's going to kill us, is people's libidos.
Nah, not really, because when you think of the Rona, you think about how many people it's really killed under 30 right. years old, it's not many. So if people are in their 70s and they're hooking right. up, maybe they want to, you know.
Oh, the Villages wigs.
Right. I think you should maybe be looking, if you're under 30, like, not a Rona test. Hey, man, we need to check your STDs,
right.
herpes, that kind of thing.
I think in my case, it's more likely that the Roni is going to get me.
Yes.
Like the extra large
that could.
Roni pizza.
Yeah, that's, you got a different cheese. Roni. Yeah. You got a
maybe cut back right. on your meat consumption lately.
That's not making it to the food journal. So for the last 3 months, the new national slogan in this country has been that we are all in this together.
Yes.
Right?
And when this is over.
And apparently we are. Unless you are walking the wrong way down a one-way grocery aisle.
Oh, no.
A Connecticut woman is under arrest after police say that she spit in the face of a wrong-way shopper at the Newtown Big Y grocery store.
Man, we got action.
That's aggressive.
Martine Shanshuk confronted a man who was going the wrong way down a grocery aisle and... when he refused to turn around mid-aisle and start over again, she expectorated right up in his grill.
She better be careful. So, she didn't see my social media post yesterday of the guy spitting on somebody on a train.
And I mean,
this is tyranny. This is communism.
You get a COVID.
That's the worst thing you could do.
But that's how just explain this to me. I think it's irony or coincidence. The people who are so concerned about spreading germs by walking the wrong way down a grocery aisle are then spitting on somebody else?
Right. To show you how irresponsible it is.
With their germs?
The mask wearers are probably the most violent when you think about it. Right? The people who don't wear masks, you know, they kind of, you know, stick to themselves. But it's the mask wearers who they're the most violent.
That they're the dangerous ones.
You got to worry about them.
All right.
Well, you're going to save the best for last?
You totally skipped
me. Yeah, you need some wigs.
My lead.
Oh, did I skip?
What a distract.
How did I forget? Completely skipped my...
I thought your lead was like a full explanation on your education and how far you got a bachelor's degree and everything else. Okay, all right, sorry.
I fought for hours debating over my two passionate leads that I had.
Okay. Wow.
And I can only do one.
Right.
And it was a long night of... I didn't go to bed till 1 o'clock last night figuring out which lead I'm going to go.
Well, I can't wait now.
And so ultimately, I went with the lead that I think, I'm passionate about both, but this one we need to get to. Carson Wentz. I don't know if you see what Carson Wentz did. He went to social media and in light of all this George Floyd stuff, and he had a pretty good social media post where he talked about, you know, him being from North Dakota and not really understanding what it's like to live in the black community or be a black person. And most of his life he'd been spent around, you know, people that look like him. And Dave Bautista, wrestler, actor, also went to social media. There's been a lot of people that have gone to social media, and everybody wants to know change. How do we make things better? And the thing that I've noticed that I think might help is that when you have white celebrities or people that are in power, Brady did it with the Ahmaud Arbery situation, when they come and they voice their displeasure to what they see black people having to deal with on a daily basis in certain communities. Because now when they speak, right, it's almost like when black people speak about the violence that they got to deal with or about being, you know, the racism that they deal with on a daily basis, it falls on deaf ears. But I think when you start to get some of these white celebrities that are in...
You're saying when the white celebrities speak, white people listen.
Yes, they do.
You're saying this is WPS. They need to have the conversation in the WPS forum.
Yes, and I think that's what you'll see is that because now it's like, oh, there really is a problem rather than, all right, I really don't want to hear this black dude talk about Black Lives Matter. But, you know, when somebody that's a celebrity, you know, speaks on it, I think then it maybe moves the needle a little bit to helping us get to a better situation. Unfortunately, it's still going to be really difficult. The only way you can really change this situation is something that I'm a big advocate of, is to see young, you know, black boys and black girls getting into law enforcement. So there'll be more people of color in the police force that will know how to handle the situations a little bit better.
Well said, Wiggy.
Yeah, so.
And what was your other choice for lead? Was it something on Pornhub?
No, it was. It was a little bit. It had to do with the mayor, but...
All right.
The mayor and Pornhub.
Speaking of the mayor...
I'll save it for next week.
Speaking of the mayor of Boston says that the fear of the second surge is the reason that fall is canceled around here. And we'll get to that
after we find out what is trending this morning with Ken Neurotic.
Drive home with OMF, weekday afternoons 2 to 6. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Our Subaru of New England retailers are committed to being a resource for our neighbors. Love, it's what makes Subaru, Subaru. Well, there's really no good news in the trending. We did have John Heyman join OMF yesterday and described the call that he had from a certain player about the state of baseball.
The call was last night. I was getting texts. I got a text from one player, I got to tell you. And I think they're going to get a deal. I think they're going to work it out. I just can't believe they're going to blow it up over economics. But from a very smart player, he sent me a text. I had sent him a text. I didn't realize the call was going on. He said, on call now, I think there's pretty, I think the chances for a season are pretty close to zero.
Wow, close to zero.
Now, how Heyman has optimism after that, I don't know. I mean, Wiggy's declared the baseball season dead.
Yeah. What a massive mistake by both parties.
It's a mistake by the owners.
I think it's a mistake by both. So
why not stick to the agreement that you made in the beginning? Just prorate them their full salary for their salary for however many games they play.
It's not about, in my opinion, it's not about who's right. It's about perception.
Okay.
And the majority of the country has had their job affected in some way. They've taken a pay cut. They've been furloughed. They've been laid off. 40 million people have been fired.
Right.
If these guys don't understand, players and owners, what the perception of the average person is.
Right.
The perception of the average person is, get back to work. So you play baseball.
So you have no problem with them asking a guy like Mike Trout to basically take an 80% haircut.
Yeah, if he doesn't want to do it, he doesn't have to do it.
But do you think that's fair? Like,
everything isn't fair.
Let's bring it into your world, right?
Yes. I already took a pay cut here.
No, but if they asked
you... And I didn't have to. I was under contract. I didn't have to take a pay cut. I did it.
But if they asked you to take a pay cut that was extremely high, 80%.
It was 99%.
Well, then you know what? Then you're a great man.
You're the opposite of the 1%er.
Still making a
million. You're a great man. But I think that's the part of it. If they would have said, hey, listen, we want you to take a second haircut, but it would be a lot less, I think the guys might.
Barber's closed.
Okay.
All right. No shape-ups.
Well, in addition, baseball is cutting hundreds of minor league ball players. The minor league season soon to be canceled. The recent weeks, minor league teams have already been laying off front office and game day workers, and baseball had already planned to contract about a quarter of the minor league teams anyway. So, bad news there. Now, college football, Yahoo Sports' Pete Thamel did say they're looking to go ahead with a NCAA Division I preseason that is 6 weeks instead of four. They're going to expand it. So, it's because they have no spring practice.
I'm cool with that.
That's good news, right?
Yeah, I'm cool with that. They said they'll probably start it in July sometime.
That's great news.
Yeah, I'm cool with that.
And the NHL Phase 3, which is training camp, not expected before July 10th. According to Elliot Friedman of TSN.
So not expected before July 10th. So then what are you talking about? A month from there? So like August 10th is when the potential season would start?
Which is amazing. You're going to have hockey, cup finals. You're going to have the Bruins parade in September or October.
Wild.
Socially distanced parade.
September, October?
No, longer than that.
You're not allowed to do
anything.
Can't
have the marathon.
You're not allowed to do anything in September, October. Fall is canceled. I already told you. Fall has been officially canceled.
I can't wait for the virtual rolling rally.
No, I can't wait to see how they cancel Halloween and then figure out what's the virtual Halloween that we're going to then do.
Yep. You're right, Wiggs.
I know. I'm done with virtual this or virtual that.
Oh, it's so annoying. Everybody's computer's jacked up. Somebody's always freezing. I can't see this person. It's pathetic.
Greg already bought us Halloween candy.
And it's already gone.
Yeah.
The only good thing about the virtual marathon is I feel like I've always wanted a marathon medal. And I feel like it's going to be simple for me to game that system. Like, I mean, who's checking?
Nobody.
Like, you know what I mean? Who's
okay, Rosie.
But how are they going to check? I mean, if I'm running a virtual marathon on Marathon Monday, whatever it is in Stowe, how are they? Right. Nobody's watching.
Well, they said it's going to be a giant Zoom where you're actually going to have to run.
What actually really bothered me yesterday is that whenever there's marathon news, people have to tweet about it, and then if they run the race, they have to include their picture from the time they ran it.
It's like when a celebrity dies, Curtis. You need to fish out the picture of you with that celebrity.
My opinion means more than you, because look at me passing the finish line here in 2003.
Those are the elite runners.
Wait till Ron Jeremy goes. Danielle's going to have pictures galore.
It's amazing.
Wow, you're jinxing Ron Jeremy on a Friday?
Sorry.
All right.
I'll kill you. I will kill you, Ken. The man is a legend.
Anything else, Ken?
That's it.
All right, we will discuss. We will get your thoughts on the marathon and the cancellation of fall here in Boston coming up next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Let's get back.
More of the Greg Hill Show, WEEI.
The Boston Athletic Association, with our input and support, has determined that the traditional one-day running of the 124th Boston Marathon is not feasible this year for public health reasons. There's no way to hold this usual race format without bringing large numbers of people into close proximity.
It's all behind me. I should have known it. She tried to find me.
Well, for those of you who have now trained twice for the Boston Marathon this year, you're SOL.
You're done.
That's it. The mayor yesterday announcing that there can be no marathon and there also can be no fall. Fall is canceled, Wiggy.
What's the purpose of... I don't get... The marathon is still, what, almost 4 months away, right? Mm-hmm. Why cancel it now?
I guess it's because people have to make plans. So there are people who have to fly from other countries and...
But why not just shut it down to...
To anybody who's not American, who's not in the country?
Yeah, maybe.
Why not just do it with Massachusetts or New England runners?
Masshole marathon?
Well, no, where it has to be that, you know, I guess if you're traveling into the country, that you know, unless you quarantine for 2 weeks, right, or something along those lines, is that something that they could do, or are they afraid that they can't do that because they're not going to be able to trust people?
I don't know. I mean, I think that's going to be cost prohibitive for a lot of people traveling in from overseas to quarantine for 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. How about you just do it, because every year in this city for 100+ years, a large group of people have gotten together to watch another large group of people run. And during the time in which they've gotten together, they have spread viruses amongst themselves. And they have people have emerged from that. And life has gone on, Ken Laird. How about that? How about life just goes on?
Well, that's too much of common sense.
It
we
is,
can't do
is that.
That
is, that's against
how about
the
in
law.
Iran, where people are just falling over in the street because they're undiagnosed and they're just dying? In the
that
middle
is
of the road.
Not happening. That, stop
check
lying.
Check the headline.
That is not happening. People
I'll
are just
right
falling over dead
just
in the street.
Over dead.
Okay.
May 28th or May 29th, we've hit the "What about Iran?"
Yes.
Portion.
Well, we
of
did
COVID.
3 weeks of "What about Sweden?" until those numbers reversed on you.
That's called the Ken pivot.
No, no,
that's the Ken pivot right there.
It's not what about it's what that about that people are actually just walking down the street and then keeling over and dying because they got coronavirus. I don't believe that one bit. One bit. You really believe that?
Oh, it's fake pictures, yeah.
you trust the Iranian government?
Right. But do you really believe they were just walking down the street?
The Iranian government is staging dead bodies in the street purpose?
No.
It's Iran.
But you believe the headline is that, you know, what you said, people are just walking and dying in the street.
Yes.
Come on.
I don't even understand that. How would that happen?
I don't know.
Tested.
This guy at a mall
got
right
COVID
here.
And
so
they're falling
just walking
over dead.
To go to work and real, then all of a sudden I die. Boom.
That's it.
What happens when you just open up?
You die
so
in your bed. It's a respiratory illness.
You're talking about, didn't 100 people die because they went to lick some sort of public shrine or something, if I remember correctly?
That was.
I mean, that's what, I don't know that when it comes to, I mean,
basically
listen,
what they're doing in Georgia.
No disrespect to Iran, but I don't know that they're, when it comes to their
their medical system right. if it's at the same place right. that ours is.
Right. Yeah. Maybe they might not. Might not be getting treated properly. That's one thing. But to say they're just walking down the street and they're just
Think about how many people would die if they could get the Sunday skate in Iran.
here's Steve. Hello, Steve.
Good morning, everybody. How are we doing? Hi, Wiggs.
What up?
And special good morning to the gorgeous Danielle.
Oh. Thank you, Steve. Good morning.
You know, I'm looking at this thing. I'm not a marathon runner, but I do like to see the marathon. And you're talking about $200 million of revenue that's going to be lost to the city because this moron of a mayor we have canceled the marathon 110 days prior to the event, mm-hmm. which comes down to just about a third of a year. You know, you've got so much time to try to get this event run and do it in a way that it's not going to affect all these people.
No. It's because of the fear. He is,
that's all it is.
The mayor said yesterday
mm-hmm.
that he is, it's the fear of the second surge which led to this.
For me, it was probably the surge in April. I realized that at that point, I think we had a couple conversations right after with the BAA, the board of directors, but right around the surge, I realized that we were climbing in cases. We were maxed out in our hospital emergency rooms. And I realized that, you know, the downside of the curve, which we're on the backside of the curve, is going to be going for some time. And the concern of a second surge really put fear in me. It put fear, when I say fear, made me have some real reservation about can we have the marathon or not.
Mm. Okay. Freudian slip there on the fear part.
Hey, Ken, what do you think about ABC? Do you respect them?
Is it scientific?
It's good news about some states that have not had
ABC recurrence. Looked at 21 states that eased restrictions on May 4th or earlier and found no major increase in hospitalizations, mm-hmm. deaths, or percent of people testing positive in any of the 21 states.
Mm. Yes.
Does our mayor know that?
But every time you say that to anybody like Ken, they don't listen.
Well, they say the numbers are facts. They're not real.
We don't want mass gatherings. We don't want the freaking 1918 parade in Philly to have a second spike.
Reopening. We don't have. You can't have.
You talked about traffic. You complained about traffic.
You can't.
There's too many cars.
Yeah, because people have had enough. People are trying to find a way to keep their job. That's why. You can't have 25% of your employees are not supposed to be in your office
right.
in Boston, a major metropolitan city in the United States of America.
Well, and see, I don't get the whole, and I always say, what's the method to the madness, right? Because you don't want the second surge. And I've heard Curtis say this. I've said this numerous times. There's no vaccine coming in
September.
There's
not going to be a vaccine by the time the next marathon is supposed to happen.
And this is what...
by next April, there's not going
to
be a
vaccine. And this is what I'm really starting to believe here. And you know, something that affects, you know, me and a lot of other people is with here in Massachusetts with high schools. And we just think about if the mayor's canceling the marathon because he doesn't want... What do you think's going to happen when high school comes rolling around? And if they end up... you know, postponing or doing the virtual reality or virtual, you know, high school, kids are going to be doing that until the beginning of April.
Wiggy, you're going to love virtual Friday night football. It's going to be virtual.
He's going to be doing the play by play.
It's going to be just like the virtual marathon. How do you hold? I'm serious about Rosie Ruizing this thing. Mm-hmm. There's no way that so virtual marathon comes because that's what the mayor said it's going to be. It's going to be the virtual Boston Marathon.
Right.
You're going to run it yourself
on your marathon on your treadmill or something like that.
So I'm clearly going to get. I might win this thing.
Right.
I think I can win this thing virtually. What do you think?
I think so too.
Is there a time limit or like how do you?
Well,
like,
I mean, if you want to win, typically,
Can you green screen it? Can you use a Zoom screen?
I mean, if you got that technology.
Did you see the mom in Florida who her daughter's class was? They were doing their class, and this is the problem with Zoom is that she didn't realize that her kid was in the middle of class or whatever. She walks out there and flashes the entire class of young kids.
Well, I hope she looked good.
She'd just gotten out of the shower.
She got a flash.
Is that what it was, Daniel?
Yeah, she had just gotten out of the shower and walked into the room.
Hopefully she,
What part of Florida was that? Florida not like the rest of us.
You know what? It just says Florida. It didn't say the city. Was it Jacksonville? Okay.
I think we have some audio from her, right? this is the mom.
was in the shower, and then I got out of the shower, and I walked across my bedroom to get my clothes, and all of a sudden, I heard my seven-year-old from my bed go, "Hang on, Bella." And then Bella goes, "I think we need to hang up. We might all be in trouble." And I looked, and my seven-year-old was zooming her friends from my bed, and they make it.
She laughing?
I don't know why she was in my bed, but what do I do? Do I, like, write an apology note to all the parents?
That's actually Dale crying when he heard the 21 states that opened early didn't have an increase in cases.
That's Doomsdale. Was that Doomsdale?
Doomsdale. But what is he going to say? What, like, it, honestly, if those 21 states had a dramatic increase in cases and deaths, it would be all hearing across the country on CNN, everywhere. It would be on the front page of every newspaper. But instead, it's some guy named Eric Strauss I've never heard of who tweeted about it. It, like, that is the definition of media bias right there.
It's insanity where we're headed here in Massachusetts. You know, I think I heard that Rhode Island is, in the next couple of weeks, they're incorporating youth sports back into play, right? Yeah. You know, and there's some restrictions to that.
By the way, that's border crossing number two this weekend. That is scheduled for tomorrow.
Nice.
I haven't decided if I'm going to have my kids play sports in Rhode Island or New Hampshire.
you're looking for deals. Yep. Bag of cash.
That's it. You know, look for that bag.
If there's any high school athletic director in Rhode Island listening right now.
Or New Hampshire.
Or New Hampshire, reach out to Jermaine Wiggins.
That's
and
it.
Cut a deal.
Yeah.
Crossing the border to Newport tomorrow, Ken. Oof, and nice. Crossing the border to New Hampshire tonight for my daughter Julia's birthday.
Aww.
Yes. Julia Hill, I can't believe this, 23 years old, Danielle.
That makes a lot of the long-term old show listeners feel very old.
Feel ancient, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have my daughter's 22. She's 22. My daughter's 22, or she's about to be 23.
Wow.
I know, and you're 24. And you're 33. How did that happen?
I mean, I look good.
How did that happen?
You got laid way earlier than you did.
That's well, obviously. That guy was a major athlete.
Since it's been so long since you've been in a restaurant, Greg, like you weren't in one last night, how are you going to sort of re-acclimate yourself to the dining experience?
Curtis. I would hate to have Curtis be a part of some kind of a heist or like the Brinks heist or something, because he can't keep his mouth shut.
That was awful. Curtis, hide and go see.
The guy, the
him and Lou Maloney would be the worst.
Yeah.
As soon as they,
he's a snitch.
Because we're both Italian? What do you say?
Can't keep his mouth shut.
No, as soon as they put that investigating light in there, right?
Where were you?
It was Greg Hill was in the car. Wiggy was there. I believe Foyer was also there. I thought they were just running into the store to get, you know, a gift for Wiggy's wife of some jewelry. Next thing I know, I don't know what's going on.
When I was in high school and I wasn't invited to the party, I may have called the cops and alerted them to the location of it.
Is Curtis narking someone out, Irony?
Especially when he does 311.
Yeah, well, we're going to get to 311 at about quarantine 311 at about 7:20 this morning. However, dumbest of the day is coming up now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Next.
More of the Greg Hill Show.
The Greg Hill Show.
Now on WEEI.
Who the hell is this? Paging me at 5:46 in the morning. Crack of dawning, now I'm yawning. Wipe the cold out my eye. See who's this?
this page of me and why. It's my man Pop from the barbershop. Told me he was in the gambling spot and heard the intricate plot. Some people want to stick me like flypaper, neighbor. Slow down, love, please chill, drop the paper. Remember all the people from the hill.
Honestly, I don't know if Wiggy or if I am going to be able to make it through the rest of the show because of the what happened yesterday in the city with the mayor's statement about when things can resume normal-wise, new normal-wise. Yeah. I don't. We don't have time for it now, but I think your issue is really high school kids and and sports. And I guess all kids.
Well,
right?
I was one of those kids growing up in Boston, right? That the Boys and Girls Club, I went there. I played BMBL, which was a summer basketball league. So there's whether it's the YMCA, whether it's a lot of different things that a lot of kids like myself growing up in the city, from 9 in the morning till 9 at night, we were at because whether our parents were at work and, you know, that was basically kind of watching out for us, the counselors. All of those things for these kids are gone. So what do you think those kids that use these things to stay out of trouble are now going to do?
Well, they're going to be whistling in alleys, annoying people who are hearing the late night, and they're going to be watching the fireworks. Where are the fireworks? Dorchester every night? Is that where the 311 calls were from? Yeah.
Whole bunch last night as well.
I'm disappointed in the mayor because if he shut the marathon down, if he canceled fall, you already know he's canceling summer.
Well, he did say that he's going to be able to create some summer jobs for those kids. Oh. So I don't know. It appears to be that in this new normal economy, the government is the only place where jobs are being created.
Business is booming.
I did work for Parks and Recs in public works as a teenager. So I mean, sweeping the streets and cleaning the parks. Yeah, I guess you can do that.
What'd you do? Sit there on a chair with a whistle?
No.
Flip the whistle around your finger?
No, buddy. I worked on the garbage truck.
You did?
Yes. Oh, wow.
And we would go through every park in the city, and we'd have to dump those big metal barrels. Onto the garbage truck that they have, spread through the whole park. Now they're plastic, and those things were just maggot infested. Disgusting.
You spend a little.
I worked on the pack.
Spend a little extra time at Mrs. Smith's house during the day.
It was Miss Parker.
Miss Parker. Lord have mercy.
No, he ain't hitting that.
No,
right.
It was no Miss Parkinson. In my neighborhood.
Not spraying her lawn down.
No, it was usually an old lady with a broom and her nightgown on.
Yes.
Sweeping the sidewalk. Really?
You mentioned Rhode Island. And we got a text from Rhode Island asking why they're allowing youth sports but no adult sports. Huh. There's no rhyme or reason to anything.
No, there's none. I mean, the only thing I would say is because maybe just the mortality rate for young kids. I mean, in Massachusetts, think about this. We have zero deaths from, kids 19 and under. So that would be the youth sport category.
I think there's only 75 deaths under the age of 50 in Massachusetts.
Under the age of 50, 88? 89, excuse me.
89.
In Iran, kids are just falling over in the street.
Yes. As they're playing soccer, just for some reason, they're just killing over and dying.
Laugh about dead people.
So they're probably
Laugh about dead people. Oh, my God.
The over 70 softball leagues will not be happening probably this
summer. No. My uncle's down in Florida, and he plays in one of those leagues. He's so disappointed.
The Hardo softball players are enraged. Have you seen any of them on social media or elsewhere? They're pissed.
My best friend is a diehard softball. I'm talking fast pitch. They goes to they travel to
use that term loosely, please. But their version of fast pitch.
But he travels to other states and plays in tournaments and all that. I think he plays in a couple leagues in Southie and all.
Yes.
All those things are naughty. They're all gonzo.
Think about how much beer is consumed with men's softball leagues and the fact that that's not going to exist at all this summer, anywhere.
I'm keeping my fingers.
Excuse me. It'll exist in the 21 states that have opened up and have had no negative impact whatsoever from opening up.
So what is that thing I saw then? Because I was keeping my fingers crossed. The rinks are supposed to be open because I play in a men's beer league on the summertime. But I thought the hockey rinks were supposed to open up like second or third week in June.
That's phase. Is that phase two?
I have no phase.
Phase three? Or
I'm waiting for. I'm waiting for your phase. Phase five to get here.
Balls deep.
Yeah, that's when we know we're free. We're
phase five. Yeah, we talked about this the other day.
Well, the Patriots that's when you can start phase three.
That's when you can go in the water balls deep. Is phase five?
I'm waiting for phase five.
Balls deep.
Why do we only get to balls deep when Wiggy's in?
it's not my thing.
Do the math.
It's Greg's face.
Actually, at my age, the current water restrictions, which are only to your ankles, actually balls deep.
Things.
That sounds like an age problem.
It is. It's an old man thing.
It's not a going problem.
It's an old man thing.
That's the worst feeling in the world. Cold water and balls, they don't mix.
Right, Wiggy.
Way to finish
try
that
to
off.
Elevate the discourse on this program, will you?
All right. Why do you think so many people get in the water like rappers?
Here's a text that says, 603 text from New Hampshire, they did the same thing that you did, Wiggy, mm-hmm. and it was called court-ordered community service when they
what'd
worked
you do,
in
man?
The summer.
I got paid to do that. I wasn't cleaning the side of the road because of a...
How's Criminal doing? Have you been texting with Criminal?
He's doing good.
He's doing all right?
Yeah, he's doing good.
Did he get a new burner phone?
No, he's waiting for the summertime to really peak here. Yeah, now that things are, starting to open up a little bit.
Okay, so the Rhode Island clarification from another 401 texter in Rhode Island, they can have youth sports. There can be no sports leagues, but there can. I don't understand.
What's that mean?
I mean, I don't know. They throw a dart at these things and go, hey, let's try this and see if maybe this works and maybe the natives won't be so restless. Hello, Matt.
You? Hey, how you doing?
What's up, Matt?
Yeah, how many Can Man collects a lot of cans during softball.
Can Man does. Yes, thank you. I think was that a couple guys combining for that call?
Cover it.
Well, it's Friday morning. Friday morning during quarantine.
But, it's all good.
Yes, Can Man from the old show goes around and collects all of his cans after the men's adult league softball games, and so he may be struggling as well. I'm sure he is.
Let's cover it.
And now that you mentioned him, of course he's going to call.
Right.
Hello, Jim.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up, Jim?
I just want to point out that the death toll is not true. Just for example, my mother passed away about 3 weeks ago.
I'm sorry to hear
that. She got tested twice for COVID, both times negative, including 2 days before she passed away. We got the death certificate back. And it said she died of COVID-19.
Wow.
So this is one personal experience. So how many other thousands of people have had the same experience? And the death rate is not even, I don't know, Ken's got to open his eyes. The death rate is so overblown, it's ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, I'm not a scientist.
But it is ridiculous that is happening. It's happening in so many places. I've heard a case locally where there was someone who died of an overdose because that person had been tested for COVID-19 within like the past week. They attributed the death to COVID.
Man,
like, come
is
on.
Is that because they're getting, really? What do they get? Is that because they're getting like $30,000 for the COVID?
It's all money, Wiggs.
Yeah.
It's all about the money.
Right.
But that, I mean, that's ridiculous.
Massachusetts, Daniel?
In Massachusetts, I heard that from a very reliable individual.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it didn't surprise me, but it was also, it was very dismaying because I feel like the numbers are just wildly off for many reasons.
So it was like a heroin overdose or something?
I'm not sure exactly what the drug was that was involved, but the individual had passed. I think there was like a traumatic, incident, and then they'd gotten to the hospital, and then once the cause of death came out, they listed it as COVID.
So how would Dale and Ken respond to that? Because I heard Dale, getting after you because you had said that there a lot of deaths are not COVID, but they're saying they're COVID. So what would your response?
Well, we know how Dale would respond. Right. He would call me a fool. I believe that's how he responded. He was
very, that day we were fighting over death tolls?
He was very upset.
You sounded like a fool this morning with that stuff.
Sorry, Dad.
He would say I sounded like a fool.
But there's a guy who called in who said his mother was one that, didn't pass away from COVID, and then Danielle's saying that, Do you hear, what would your response
You've
then
also
be?
Got people in Florida saying the pneumonia deaths are up by like 4,000 per in normal times of this calendar year.
That has been disproven. I saw that Twitter thread a couple days ago. It was some guy named
you
Kelly
two fight
Squire.
Today.
You have claims on both sides.
Are you guys going to... I want you guys to fight today. Are you going to have a fight?
Well, we have,
I love Ken.
Curtis has reached his limit with Ken Lair.
Nobody's died of COVID. I agree. There's only 10 deaths.
See, that's where we go. Nobody's died. Like, what in the hell are you talking about? We've gone to Iran and no deaths.
We had a money grab by hospitals.
Greg, coordinated across the country.
In all sincerity, that overdose thing, like, that stands to reason. Towns want to show that they're decreasing opioid deaths,
yep.
right? They don't want to totally, have that growing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm serious.
I agree. Yeah.
Well, no. Are you saying Danielle's being disingenuous? That yeah. she hasn't heard from somebody, a knowledgeable source?
Certainly possible.
That a local overdose death was listed as a COVID death?
No, this is someone who was directly involved with that case.
Wow.
I have no reason to question this
person.
Yeah,
but what about his emails?
It's all about the server.
I've adjusted my data. I'm down to 30 deaths in the country due to COVID-19.
See, okay. Perfect. Great. Let's reopen.
How many hours till 10?
All right. This is Chris.
Three, Curtis. Three.
Hello, Chris. Hey, Chris.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up, Chris?
Hey, I'm calling from the Live Free or Die State. Tell Wiggy, bring his son up to New Hampshire to the Londonderry Lancers, undefeated state champs last year.
Wow.
We'll
now,
take
listen,
him. We'll take him.
The way this works is Wiggy and his son have to live with you. Do you have room in the house? If he's going to be in the school district, he's got to be living. So do you have room for both of them in the house?
I got a big patio, barn, pool. He'll
okay.
Be
wow.
Set.
Sounds
all
like
right.
a fun time.
What's your kid play?
We have no restrictions up here. We're not Marty Wood up here.
Right. What is he, running back?
No, my kid's a defensive end / tight end.
You got an opening there?
My son was defensive end. He's 6'3", 225.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, my kid's 6'4", about 235.
Plays both ways.
Right. So we can hold the edges down. What's this? London? What London? London? What do you say? London?
Londonderry.
Londonderry. Londonderry, New Hampshire.
Okay.
Yeah, Londonderry.
Big Ben, Parliament.
But you got to.
Can't get left.
You got, from a booster perspective, you also have to get Wiggy a car. Okay? So that's what you guys got to work on. It doesn't have to be new. It
could be a used car. It doesn't have to be new or anything like that. It could be like, you know, a 2005, you know, Nissan Sentra. Just something that I don't have to pay for.
Hey, Brian. Brian?
Disappeared.
All right, Brian's gone. We're a little bit behind, so when we return, we will get to the dumbest of the day, and then we're going to get to Quarantine 311 at 7:20 on today's show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.